Audio Boo number 2. Piece of shit. So, today is Thursday, October, a few days before Halloween, and I'm on my way to work, and I decided I should do this, because it's only 5 minutes, so whatever. So I wanted to talk about how I am not a Halloween person. I don't care about Halloween, and it's not because I'm against holidays, because I think holidays are awesome. It's just that I had a pretty bad experience growing up with Halloween, and also not having experienced Halloween, because I told you in the past, I didn't have friends, and that's not even like a joke. That's not even a thing to exaggerate. I didn't have friends when I was a kid, so going trick-or-treating by yourself, really fucking lonely, so I didn't do that. So next time you're in like a small Chinese restaurant, if you see kids like off on a table by themselves, like coloring or watching a DVD on a portable DVD player or whatever, that's a lot of what I did. And you know, you don't have friends doing that shit. So Halloween, fuck Halloween. That's pretty much how I feel about that. And then being Asian, we really don't give a shit about holidays except for like Chinese New Year and the Harvest Moon. So it just wasn't a thing. So my thing against Halloween, like as I've been growing up, ties in with being in a couple, being in a relationship. I know a lot of people who listen to this are younger, and there are some people who are older than me, who are in relationships who might get this and might not agree with it, but I really don't give a fuck. Matching costumes. Fuck matching costumes. Don't do that shit. Men, don't do that shit to yourself. Seriously, it's effeminating. Is that a word? It makes you penisless. That's the word. That's the word I'm looking for. Don't do it. It's obviously, very obviously, when you do that shit, people look at you and like, oh man, she is, that chick you're with is crazy. You know, it basically makes you a bitch. And from other people's eyes, people like me at least. And I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's funny. You know, unless it's really badass. It has to be like, I don't know, some crazy like movie reference that's not romantic and shit like that. If it's not funny, then you're a bitch basically. But how much time do I have left? All right. It goes towards my whole philosophy on relationships. There should be no compromise in relation. Well, I'm sorry. It should be all compromise, but you should not compromise yourself in a relationship. I guess I've been spoiled enough to be in a relationship where I can be myself. I don't have to ask for permission or otherwise on what I do and where I go and who I'm with. I just do it because I was the same person when I met her, when I met the wife friend, and I'm still the same person. I'm not changing that shit. I don't have to tell her, hey, I'm going to be back at 9 o'clock, or is it okay if I go out with the guys? Guys shouldn't have to do that, and women shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to ask for permission to do what you were going to do if you were with her or not. You shouldn't have to do that, unless, you know, unless it's shady shit like, you know, banging another person. That's crazy. But, you know, I don't do shady, stupid, sketchy shit, so there's no reason that she shouldn't trust me. And same goes for her. So, you know, I don't subscribe to the whole, hey, honey, is it okay if I do this? Also, I don't agree with pet names like honey and sweetie and shit. I find that shit really just stupid. But, you know, I'm in a relationship where I've never had to do that. And, you know, maybe I'm lucky like that. And I'm not saying that just because you have to ask your woman, you know, can I go here, that she doesn't trust you. But you definitely need to open up and say, hey, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And it's not so much, hey, can I, as much as, hey, I'm gonna, and just fucking do it. I don't know, I've had a ton of arguments with dudes about that, who are like, you don't lie to your wife? No, why would I lie to my wife? I don't do anything sketchy. If you don't do anything shady, then you don't need to lie. Just be like, hey, I'm not coming home till, you know, midnight, or whatever. I mean, I don't even do that, I just don't come home. Maybe I'm a terrible person. TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. Oh, and twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond.